following program may contain material that is inappropriate for children or your workplace.
The following production of the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour contains fictional material used strictly for satirical and comedic purposes, and it should not be accepted as being factual, and all voices are impersonated.
Check for sound. Check for power. Get it ready.
Systems online.
Now let's get fired up for the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Bang Cartoon Radio.
Oh yeah! Oh yeah!
So I'm a foolish cardinal.
It's about leading the league and fucking wins.
Welcome to the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Roethlisberger. Roethlisberger.
What the fuck is wrong with Ben Roethlisberger, whatever his name is?
And now here's John and Tom.
We stink. Stink.
Get out, scream!
This will be from the 22, a 32-yard attempt to tie to force overtime. Listen to this crowd. 70,000 on hand. Kunda, snap, placement, kick. It's on its way. Uh-oh, he missed it. He missed it left. New England. New England's going to survive. He hooked it badly. It wasn't close. Oh, my goodness. And the New England Patriots, in their long and storied history, are going to their seventh Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Their fifth under Bill Belichick and Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Uh-oh! Uh-oh!
Uh-oh!
Uh-oh!
I absolutely love it, man. I don't like the Patriots. I think it's funny that everything's just kind of falling their way, man. No defense. Kick just mysteriously goes to the left.
Unbelievable.
Oh, my God. It's hilarious. Because, you know, I think I like it the most because I really don't like the Ravens.
I'd have rather seen them than the Patriots. Yeah, I mean, they choked that game away every way possible.
Yep. Oh, I would have much rather seen the Ravens since I did pick them back in September. I went back and listened.
Oh, you did?
I did pick them. Yes, I did.
Oh, okay.
But you know, I just the way they blew it was so funny. And I was watching, there was a college basketball game the other day where all, you know, how the guys making the or trying to shoot the free throw and all the people in the crowd behind the hoop are pointing one way or the other. Well, these people had all these letters spelled out Cundiff and they were pointing it to the left. It was funny as hell. Hey, Billy Cundiff, if you're listening.
Jesus.
Chump.
Poor guy. I'm Tom. He's John. It's the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour. Show number 201.
Yeah, 201.
One. Yeah. We have a couple Ravens fans coming up that didn't find that kick so funny. We've got new Patriots players. There's a whole bunch of new Patriots players we had never heard of before.
This is amazing. Yes. I tell you, these guys, they just pull them out of thin air, don't they?
Eli's mission to Mecca, Skip's a douchebag, the Kansas City CIA, and how the mighty have fallen, John.
They have fallen hard and far.
Yes, yes. First, let's get to the Gridiron Playoff Challenge, and I'm very, very disappointed.
Well, in what?
Well, here's the situation. For people who didn't look and didn't pay attention to the rules, because we have those people every year, whoever started, whatever your starting lineup was going into this weekend in the Gridiron Playoff Challenge contest we got going on over there at ESPN, that's the lineup you have to keep for the Super Bowl. You cannot change any players in your lineup.
Yeah, I can't figure how anybody would have missed that. That was right at the top of the page whenever you set your lineup. It was right there at the top.
Right.
You know,
well,
this is your lineup.
People miss it every week. My wife didn't know it.
She didn't know it?
No, but she's okay because she's got the right teams. Now, the Pistopets are in first place, and I'm right behind them in second place.
No kidding.
Yes, but I have the Ravens and the Niners players.
Ah.
So I'm done. That's it. My score is my score. Here I was. I'm having this great game. If that field goal goes through, and if the Niners could just get one friggin' third down conversion, I'm going to win this whole damn thing. And no, I lost them both. So anyway,
I think I'm in like 197th place.
No. Actually, you climbed to 85th.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I've only got the Giants left.
Right.
All right. I swear, right at like literally 10 minutes before kickoff, I went in and I changed everything from the Patriots to the Ravens. I just got a weird feeling and I said, "There you go." I just didn't think about the kicker being that freaking stupid. But so I blew it. I've only got a half a team coming up this week. But that's pretty funny. You could go from number 2 and then I could pass you from being on page 2.
Actually, yeah. Yeah, you could. A lot of people are going to pass me. In third place is Chad Bono's Hot Dog. Fourth place is Gareth Lewis, UK Bang Pimp. And fifth place, beat by a girl, fell a little bit. Now, I'm going to tell everybody right now, you're not winning. Nobody else is winning. The Pistoppets are going to win because they're in first, and they've got all Patriots and Giants. So it's over. The Pistoppets get a toenail.
They're going to win.
Yeah. So congratulations.
Toenail? Is that what I offered this time?
I figured you had the prize left because you weren't going to send your toenail overseas to the winner of the regular season challenge.
You know, the most amazing thing about this prize is I continue to grow them. It doesn't make any difference how often we have a contest. I can always supply fresh toenails.
An unlimited supply of prizes. It's great.
This is awesome. Oh, man. It might even match the decor of your house.
All right. Well, before the Patriots-Ravens game started, we got this.
Can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight? Oh, the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming.
So far, so good. Little goof.
Came through the night, lit our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave?
I don't see the problem.
Oh, the land. In the home of the brave.
All right. So two very minor word misses there. You said, oh, the land of the free instead of or, and the Rockets, red glare, you know. So not bad.
Yeah.
I know he's a big Patriots fan, Steven Tyler.
Right. Right. Well, he's from Boston.
Right.
I didn't see, and people are bitching about this version again because he screws up the hardest note to hit in almost all of I mean, seriously. These people that complain about these anthems all the time, you try to sing those final lines. Sing the land of the free.
And, I mean, it was ridiculously hard. It was better than a lot of the ones I've heard this year, you know.
Yeah.
At least he didn't make any major blunders. You know, he is Steven Tyler. We know how he sounds. He's a friggin' rock singer. And, I mean,
he's been screaming for 40 years.
Yeah, he's kind of become a bit of a cartoon character of himself. I mean, you've seen him on American Idol. He's just, all he cares about is the hot chicks.
He looks like a woman himself.
Yeah, I know, right?
He looks like a woman himself. But, I mean, really, all these people that complain all again about the anthem and how he butchered the anthem, you do it. You
he
get
didn't
out there.
Butcher
and do
it? I don't think he butchered it at all.
I didn't think he butchered it at all. They get mad because these hard notes that nobody can hit. I mean, you really have to be an excellent trained singer to hit those final notes. Look, if you really want nobody to be able to screw up the anthem, let's have him get out there and, ladies and gentlemen, please rise for the singing of the national anthem. Mary had a little lamb, and there you go. And then nobody will screw it up, and nobody will have to pay their fine in Indianapolis,
right.
And everything will be fine. Shut up, everybody.
Yeah. Now, does he have to pay $25 for each word he got wrong?
No, he's up in Boston, and you know what? He didn't get those words wrong. He got the mayor gave him the words and said, here, sing these.
I love the fact he's on the stage during the trophy presentation after the game, too. He wasn't going anywhere.
That was pretty cool.
I would like to hear this Raven fan try to sing the national anthem. Here's one of the Ravens fans for you.
You got to go for it, yo. You got to go for it.
Yo!
Oh god! You dumbass! Oh god! It's some bullshit, yo!
That's the bullshit, yo!
Oh my god, yo!
God! God, yo! They lost!
Yeah.
You stupid bastard!
They sure did.
Oh my God, how'd we lose?
Oh my God, yo! Oh! You stupid bastard! Oh my God, yo!
Oh my God, yo! Oh my God, yo! That's the game, yo!
I want to hear him sing the anthem.
And the Rockets' red glare, yo!
While his dog is barking at him.
I know.
And his wife is laughing her head off.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the part that kills me, because he's all by himself watching this game. And as soon as that's the game, she starts laughing.
Some bullshit, yo!
Oh, hell, that's hilarious, man. I love that the dog is at his heels barking and biting at him.
You stupid bastard!
You know, if you go on the... I know everybody saw this. This was big news on the internet. But if you go on the Ravens site and order a Billy Cundiff jersey, at the bottom it says, it'll ship in 2 to 3 days to the house directly to the left of yours.
I didn't see that.
That's on the official Ravens store yesterday. I don't know if they took it down by now.
Oh,
but
wow.
They say they'll ship it to the house directly to the left of yours. Ah, that's funny.
Oh, my God, yo!
The dog never stops barking. The whole way through, that dog's barking.
Do you think that makes Scott Norwood feel any better?
No.
No, no.
He can relate, though.
Yeah, he can relate, but... you just know for a second he was sitting there going, oh, hell yeah. Thank God. Somebody else they can talk about for a while.
You got to go for it, yo. You got to go for it. Please, God. 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 Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Oh, my God. His wife kills me.
I know. She's just laughing. At least she didn't tell him to get the fuck out.
Or he didn't tell her to get the fuck out. Yeah, I know.
Now, this guy, there's another Ravens fan for you.
That's like the worst luck ever.
Get the fuck out of Baltimore, you fucking piece of shit! You've been unreliable all fucking season! Get the fuck out! Get the fuck out! Get the fuck out of my house right now! I don't want to hear jack shit from any of you! You guys are fucking cocksuckers! Fucking pieces of shit! Oh, let's cheer for the Patriots because Matt likes the Ravens!
You and me.
Get the fuck out now! I gotta deal with fucking farewell Patriot fans all over the place.
I thought that was going to another team, man. Got it too.
Did it get tipped or something?
No, it just was.
I mean, hopefully Cam Cameron gets his ass fired for being a stupid idiot. Billy Cundiff gets cut. Fucking we draft a new quarterback because Joe Flacco's unreliable as shit.
He does. He channels Sam Kinison right in the middle of that thing. You know, he's got a whole house full of people.
I know.
And he does one of those things where he goes charging at the television and pointing and pointing and pointing right in the... He gets in the face of the television to yell at Billy Cundiff.
I know. He's like, get the fuck out of Baltimore. You've been unreliable all year. And then he says,
get the fuck out! Get the fuck out! Get the fuck out of my house right now!
And then he starts talking to his friends. He just kind of goes from Cundiff to his friends. And I love his friends' reaction. They just sit there and it's like they ignored him. Man, I thought this was going to overtime. Yeah, what, did it get tipped? Nah, it just went left. You know, there's like it's like he's not even there. And then he goes into, you know, Mr. Analysis, and he's like, we're going to get rid of him. He needs cut. And oh, my God.
Oh, son of a bitch. I don't want to hear any shit out of any of you.
Some bullshit, yo. Get the fuck out. Get the fuck out. Get the fuck out of my house right now. Oh! Oh!
I swear to you, I love watching when he runs up to the TV like he's going to start a fight with a television set, dude. It's like, all right, now you're going to threaten the TV. I can't say that I haven't done it either. I have been known to pull my pants down and shake my balls at the referee.
What?
Oh, yeah, man. I've seen some bad calls in my time.
Rhythmic slap, slap, slapping sounds.
Although I have never turned around and started throwing people out of my house.
Get the fuck out! Get the fuck out! Get the fuck out of my house right now!
Oh, son of a bitch, that's funny.
Yeah, it is.
I should have not worn my Joe Flacco jersey. I wanted to wear my Flojo. I wanted to wear my Ray Lewis jersey, but you told me to wear my Joe Flacco jersey. Megan! Because
you told me to put the sparkles on my nails.
I'm sorry. Don't cry.
No, it's your fault, Megan.
Megan?
It's your fault they're not going to the Super Bowl, Megan.
Oh my God, yo!
That's great.
Oh, I do love I love it, man. The loser boys when they all put their videos on. And oh. I did find a crying baby, but it really wasn't all that funny because this kid was really upset. And I mean, dad is kneeling down with this little girl. Oh, it's okay. It's okay. But mom is like right over his shoulder with the close up of the little crying kid. Ugh. But it's just, you know, come on, people. Really? This is what, you know, we're not going to put you on the radio for that. All right. Your kid has to be really funny. He has to really be wailing. He can't just be whining like this little girl. Bad, bad, bad.
Right.
Right. So if you want to exploit your children, you have to do it better than that.
Now, the Ravens won this game last year when they played in the playoffs. And, yes. You know, Ray Rice, he was a machine against them last year.
First play of the game.
Yeah, and then when he scored his second touchdown, they actually caught audio of Belichick. Now, again, this is from last year, but this is pretty good. This is what Belichick said when Ray Rice scores his second touchdown last year.
Ray Rice scores his second touchdown of the game.
Damn it!
And the Patriots are down 3 scores.
I'm telling you, that's
with
so 3:55
to play in the first quarter.
That is just so bad, Tom.
I'm telling you, that's so bad.
Oh, that's just terrible. It's just, it's so not fabulous.
Damn it!
Damn it!
That sounds very familiar.
Oh, yeah.
Damn it!
Damn it!
Damn it!
Damn it!
Damn it!
You've got to be shitting me!
Oh, dude, we could do a song with that.
Oh, absolutely.
Damn it, damn it, damn it, damn it, damn it, you gotta be shitting me!
Damn it,
damn it,
damn it,
damn it,
damn it,
you gotta be shitting me!
Oh my God, yo!
Now we just need some backing music and that'll work just fine.
Yeah, we'll come up with something for that for sure.
Oh, hell, that's funny. Hell yeah, man. What a great week.
As I said, we have some new players in New England.
It's amazing.
And they're introduced by us, or to us, rather, by the mayor of Boston.
This is from last week, too. Yeah. This is from, we just didn't have time for this last week. So, you know, in one way, I'm glad the Patriots won now because we get to play this.
Right. So here's the mayor of Boston talking about this great Patriots team.
It'd be a great weekend for the city. I mean, just think about how the game at Foxborough Stadium with Tebow is, you know.
Oh, first off, can you understand what the guy's saying here in the beginning? I mean, he's just kind of like mumbling all over himself. I thought I was listening to Kraft.
That's his nickname there. Bumble. He's got a little bit of the Barney Rubble going on here.
Yeah, that's it. It's Barney Rubble.
He's got a little bit of the Barney Rubble there.
Here we go.
It'd be a great weekend for the city. I mean, just think about how the game at Foxborough Stadium with Tebow is, you know, is one of those phenomenons in football right now. Most favorite player that I saw Brady recently. But we have Tom Brady, who's true and has a veteran's technique of how to get through these difficult games. Look at the last game we had, what Brady did. I mean, Brady has those wide receivers out there, the you know, Grabowski, Hernandez, Wes Welker. I mean, he has them all.
Wes Welker.
He's got tons of them. Tom Brady is true. He's true, Tom. Even though he left one knocked-up supermodel to go live with another one. He's a true guy. I got all kinds of new players out there, Tom. They got the Grabowski. They got the Wes Welker. The backfield, they got that law firm there. They got the Benchmarkers Freemason. They got Chaz Bono's hot dog out there playing wide receiver.
Yeah, they got a two-way player, Julius Elephant. He's doing pretty good there. They got Bob Nincompoop at the linebacker there. Danny Woodhead. How could he screw up Danny Woodhead? He'd probably look at that and go, this can't be right. What the hell is that? Gonna be a tough game there, Tom. Coming up out of the Super Bowl, they're gonna go out to Indianapolis there. And out there, they got Putin Manning's little brother out there to play. They got a good team out of the New York Giants. They got wide receiver. They got Stevie Nicks and Tom Cruise out there. They're pretty good there. They got a good defensive line. They got Jason Pierre and Paul. Those three guys right there. They can make anybody's team, I tell you.
Could you see this guy in a debate?
Well, you know, the budget. You know, they got to get the budget. You got to go to the budget there.
Brady has had those wide receivers out there. Grabowski, Hernandez, Wes Weckler. I mean, there's them all. Grabowski, Wes Weckler.
The Grabowskis. Now, that was, oh, damn. Mike Ditka, remember that video he did? We played this on the show that one time where he did a disco video about the band was called the Grabowskis.
Yes. Yeah, I remember that. Absolutely.
Yeah, that is awful. You people want to see something terrible. Go on YouTube and type in Grabowskis. Grabowski. You will not believe what you see.
I do remember that.
You literally will not believe it. If you're white, you will turn around to every other white person in shame.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
The mayor of Boston.
The only problem is the wrong teams won. I hated the outcomes of these games.
Yeah, I know. It's terrible.
I bet you that Mumbles would probably would rather see the San Francisco 69ers.
All right. When we come back, we'll get into the Giants and 49ers and a few other fun things. So hang on.
Bang!
There comes but one day a year, one glorious day, when the women roll their eyes and leave the men alone. And for that one pathetic day, the man actually runs his home. What is this rare event?
Super Bowl, that glorious sound. Watching the Super Bowl, no women around. I can spread my wings, I can do guy things. Put up my feet on the couch, leave the toilet seat up. Cause it's the Super Bowl, where men can be men. Manly and brave and bold, well, we can pretend. I'm in my seat now, life is complete now. Though it be one day a year, it's what keeps us alive.
VOTech.
VOTech.
For 10 years, VOTech has been a leader in website development and network solutions. Whether your business has an established website or are preparing to create something new, VOTech can handle every facet of your project. VOTech offers full website and portal design and creation services, including domain registration, site maintenance, dynamic programming, database administration, video streaming, and more. VOTech also offers full e-commerce and e-marketing development and management, as well as complete web hosting services. You can trust your web project to the professionals at VOTech.
VOTech.
And now, Super Bowl suggestions from your wife.
Hi, it's me, your wife. Look, I know the Super Bowl is this Sunday, and I know the forces of nature won't allow you to miss it. It's pre-wired into your genetic code, much like hunting and gathering. I also realize that because of your primal urge to travel in a herd, your buddies will be coming over. I get it. But I'd like to make a suggestion this year. I'm not asking you to eat with cutlery or anything crazy. I'd just like to point out that we have these things called coasters. I know your first instinct will be to eat them or make weapons out of them, but they're actually designed to set your beers on. They preserve the wood, so you won't have to go out into the jungle and forage for more. That's it. I have more suggestions, like don't pee out the back door and don't wipe barbecue sauce on the drapes. But, you know, let's just take it one step at a time.
Stay tuned for more Super Bowl suggestions from your wife.
Hey, it's David from Disturbed, and you're listening to John and Tom on the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Oh,
Kyle Williams runs up, traps the ball against his chest at the 20. Breaks one down. He fumbled. He fumbled at the 25. Giants have got it. The Giants have got the ball on a fumble by San Francisco. 31-yard try into the wind. The snap is on the ground. The ball is put down. The kick is up. The kick is good. The Giants are going to the Super Bowl on a game-winning 31-yard field goal by Lawrence Tynes. And the Giants have won the NFC Championship in San Francisco. Uh-oh! Uh-oh!
Oh, that is so bad.
Darn it, that's so bad.
Yeah, my name is Rod Puller. Go Niners! Woo! Go Niners!
Oh, my God. I had just started envisioning our Super Bowl party, and then you had to go and fumble and ruin it!
Damn it!
Oh my God, I was so pissed! I swear, I feel like coming over there and slapping your face!
Get the fuck out! Get the fuck out! Get the fuck out of my house right now!
Oh my God, and turn around. You, and you, out now. Go!
Right, exactly.
I don't know who brought you. Get out.
The party's over.
That's right. We're done here.
Anyway, somebody tweeted that they hope Kyle Williams and his family die.
Oh, people, get a grip.
They must have thought it was Ted Ginn.
It's not, I don't know. Yeah, his family had nothing to do with it. You want to hope he dies? I can completely relate. But his family?
Well, another tweeter merely hoped Williams would die in his sleep.
In his sleep?
They were a little nicer.
In his sleep.
One fan questioned if Williams deserved death threats, and somebody else said that's debatable.
He's in his. I guess what the one guy decided to say. Well, you know, I don't want him to die hard, so just in your sleep, that'll be all right.
Right.
Just have a quiet heart attack and die.
Bob,
you're so magnanimous.
Man,
I know, man. People take this stuff way too seriously. But you know, like I wonder how the cops that we were talking about that were dressed in Giants gear made out. Wonder how bad that got after that game.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
So we get the Giants and the Patriots again.
Yippee. A rerun.
Yes.
So who do you who do you think is going to win?
Same outcome. I think the Giants are going to win it.
I think so too. You know what? It's like I've been saying. They figured out ways now to go after the quarterback, right?
Well, the Giants did. I mean, they got a pass rush with four guys. They're gonna put pressure on Brady. The Patriots still don't have a defense. I don't care what you say. They don't have a defense. They can't stop the Giants' offense. And I think the Giants have a good chance of slowing down the Patriots.
Sure. That's the thing. The key to the NFL now, if they want to make it a passing league, is to go get the quarterback. And the Giants do it very well. They make it a priority. It's an obvious priority. They use first-round picks on players that they really don't have a need for. In that regard, and look at how it pays off.
Yeah, and Patriots fans, don't give me this crap about how you can get to the quarterback just because you got to Joe Flacco. Everybody gets to Joe Flacco because he holds the ball too long and he's hesitant, and it'll be a different story when you're going after Eli.
Yeah,
didn't they play in the regular season? And I think the Giants won, didn't they?
I think they did.
24-20, wasn't it?
Yeah, and I'm not going to discount the Patriots. I think they have a possibility to beat them. I'm not going to just say that they flat out the Giants is going to be easy. You know. But you know, the Patriots are capable of putting 40 points on anybody.
Well, yeah, as long as they have
Grabowski.
But they don't. They're probably not going to have Grabowski.
What if they have Grabowski? His brother friend is Gonzalez.
Well, they said he'll play, but he's not going to practice before, 2 weeks he's not going to be able to practice. It's hard to believe he's going to be very effective.
His father has reported that he has a high ankle.
Yeah, I don't see it, man. I just don't see it. I don't see him being effective in this game.
I don't know, man. The dude is so damn big. He is so big.
Well, yeah, but he's got to be able to run.
I don't know how much he's got to run. He had to run last week, too, and he did just fine, as far as I can see. I think he's probably going to be hyped up on as much adrenaline as possible, and they'll give him a shot before the game, and he'll be all right.
Well, maybe. I guess, it's the last game of the year. They can afford to do that, I suppose.
Somebody posted a video on our Facebook of him. I think it was Roman posted a video of him taking Terrell Suggs and literally just casting him aside like a freaking dish rag, dude. He comes off the line and just grabs Suggs and throws him down like it's just a piece of paper. He's just a monster.
Yep.
He's a monster.
Yeah, he is. Now, Eli Manning plays in New York.
Right.
And Michael Irvin had this to say.
Eli's doing what he's doing in New York. It's the Mecca. It's the media Mecca.
Really? It's the Mecca.
It's the Mecca.
Yes.
It's sounds like one of those Japanese monsters. Put another couple syllables behind that and you have one. Yeah. It is mecha. Mecha.
It was a...
Better be careful, man. We'll get the Muslims mad at us.
It's the mecha.
Yeah,
we didn't say it. It's mecha. Everybody has to bow down and face New York.
A la snack bar.
A la snack bar. Yeah.
Yes, a la snack bar.
But Eli Manning plays for Mecca now. I didn't realize that. He's been traded.
It's the Mecca.
All right, but before the missed field goal in this game,
right?
I questioned Lee Evans' touchdown or non-touchdown. I tell you, I watched it over and over, John, and man, I don't know.
I'm fine with it.
I wish it would have been reviewed.
I'm fine with it. They do every end zone play, I believe, gets reviewed. But I'm fine.
No,
with
but it. No. It wasn't reviewed.
Wasn't that in the final 2 minutes?
Call it. Yeah. What? But yeah. But they didn't do it. They didn't review it.
Here's what I say.
That's my point.
I hate the way that they have allowed receivers. We bitch about it every other week, it seems, about how they allow receivers to have to grab the ball and take a step and do this and all that without anybody being able to hit them. And in this case, this guy, before I think he did what was required under the new stupid-ass rules that make defensive players always get flagged, he snatched the ball out, and I thought it was a good defensive play. Give one to
the
quarterback.
Okay, but you don't have to make a football move once you're in the end zone. And he caught the ball, and I was watched it over and over to see if he got both feet down before the ball came out, and I swear he did, man. I mean, I watched it. I was watching it slow motion, frame by frame. I was freezing it, and I'm like, I don't know. I suppose because they didn't call it a touchdown, even under a review, it would have been too close to overturn it, you know?
Well, see, here's the thing. The way that we used to play football, two hands on the ball, secured, 2 feet on the ground, is a catch.
And that's what he had.
But that's not what it is anymore, remember? They've changed everything, man. Now, like, Megatron can catch a ball, but because he's only got it in one hand, even though his one hand envelops the entire ball, and he's on his butt on the ground, that's not a catch because he puts it on the ground when he gets up. Or what was it a couple of years ago with the Raiders in the back of the end zone, I believe, last year, where a ball got ripped out like that. Look, man, they have screwed up the way receivers, the definition of a catch so badly that this is now what we get. So, as far as I'm concerned, scoring for the defense because they do everything they can to take everything away from them, and hopefully this will get yet another entire city on our side to go up there and take Roger Goodell up by his new contract and throw him out the window.
You know, it's probably a situation where if the roles were reversed, if it was the Patriots trying to score at the end, I would be going, well, that wasn't a catch. He got the ball out. I think I'm probably a little biased here. But, you know, it's like when he threw it and you saw him catch it, I thought it was over.
Right.
Didn't you think that was it? Oh, he's got a touch. Oh, no. And you know what? The announcers were the same way.
31 seconds left in the AFC Championship. Flacco from the gun. Looks right, pumps once. Fires end zone. Caught! Touchdown! Lee Evans! No! They really didn't hold on to the ball. Flacco delivered it, and Lee Evans had it in his hand for just a moment, but could not hang on.
Brady throws for the incompletion.
See, this is I'm glad to see this simply because it illustrates our point, man. This they have reduced this game to such minutia.
Yeah,
they have. I mean, look at the fumble the week before where his calf was on the ground. Right, was it Jennings? I think it was in Green Bay. Oh, his calf, his cankle is on the ground.
Yeah,
right. So they have reduced this game to such minutia that when something stupid like this happens, hey NFL, shut the F up, man. This is what you asked for. This ridiculousness, and this is what you've got. Nobody in their right mind that looks at that, other than Patriots fans who will argue this, like you said, unless it was the other way, they know that's a catch. That's always been a catch until recently.
Ah, damn it.
I know. And they just gave Goodell a nice new contract.
Oh, God.
I know. It's ridiculous.
All right, let's move on. Ravens linebacker Terrell Suggs made a bet with Skip Bayless from ESPN2's First Take.
Right.
if the Ravens won, I believe Skip had to win wear T Sizzle's jersey, and if the Patriots won, Terrell Suggs had to wear that at Skip Bayless shirt or something.
Right. Twitter thing.
So on Monday after the game, Suggs was on, and he was talking to Skip, and this is how that conversation went.
Are you saying you got some, or the Patriots got some home cooking in that they deceived you on the scoreboard by putting the wrong down up there?
Nah, I'm not saying that. And Skip, stop that. I know what you're doing.
Well, that's what you just said. There was some confusion about what down it was?
You know what I'm talking about with the confusion. When Anquan Boldin fumbled the ball out of bounds,
yeah,
we thought, you know, he fumbled it past the first down marker. We thought we had a first down, which we didn't. But, you know, we're reading two different things. No, I'm not saying that. So, Skip, once again, stop it. Be an analyst. Don't be a douchebag.
Oh!
You know what I mean.
Now, watch your language.
Yeah.
You've done well on this show until that point.
You know what I'm saying, though. You get away with putting misinterpretations and putting words in people's mouths. You know exactly what I'm saying. I'm not going to let you get away with it this time.
Excuse me.
Right.
Yeah, right. Right. It's like, you know, Skip sounds like when you're arguing with a real douchebag on the internet. Oh, is that what you're saying? Is this what you're saying?
Right.
You know, they take obvious things that you know what he's talking about and say, oh, really? Is that? No, yes, Skip, we sports fans could follow him. You shut the hell up.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
And then they do the same thing. Whenever you corner him and chump him, he does the same thing. Oh, now watch your language there.
Don't be a douchebag.
It's a douchebag. I don't think that's bad language.
Yeah. Oh, look at you. You mad. Right? That's Skip. You're mad. Look at you. I didn't mean to get you mad. Dickhead.
Yeah.
Oh, well. I understand he is actually engaged to a woman.
Skip is?
Yeah.
Really?
That's what I hear.
I had no idea.
Yeah, I saw it on some blog somewhere.
I never thought Skip was gay.
It's nice to insinuate, right?
Yes.
Maybe we could write a book.
It works for us.
Right.
Don't be a douchebag. Oh.
Yeah.
I see.
Yes.
Right.
Let's see. Oh, by the way, anybody who wants to go to the Super Bowl, the average seat's going for $4,000 a ticket.
Damn. To watch a rerun?
Yep. Now, if you want to sit in the Super Bowl suite there in Lucas Oil Stadium, you can grab that for $550,000.
Jesus Christ. Does Jen Sturger and her friends come with that?
Well, you can have 34 friends with you. It'll hold 35 people.
Right.
And you get fed and all that stuff. So $550,000 for you and 34 of your closest friends.
Give you some pizza bites.
Maybe Peyton Manning will come up and say hi.
Whatever. He ain't doing anything for that. They got a soap opera going on there, man.
Oh, dude, Bob Irsay. I know, but did you hear Rob Lowe?
Yeah.
Did you catch this week before last? Rob Lowe came out and said Peyton Manning's going to retire. I'm going, who the hell is, what's Rob Lowe?
He's just a fan like anybody else, saying the same shit everybody else says.
No, but he's not just a fan because the dude goes and sits in the friggin' owner's box with Irsay.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, he's tight with them. In fact, he was on Ellen, and she asked him about making the comment, because obviously Manning didn't retire, but this is what he had to say.
I tweet every week about sports, about who they should fire and who they should hire, and that sort of I do. I'm my regular guy. I'm like a regular guy who, like, has his opinions and stuff. And so I was tweeting that I'd heard this might be in the offing, and then you learn the power of Twitter. That's a powerful, powerful medium.
Yes, it is. People are saying, how do you know that? And what's going on? And how do you know that? And what's going on?
I hope against hope it's not true.
Well, you have some information, obviously, right? Somebody told
Ellen,
you.
Ellen, I could tell you, but then I'd have to kill you.
My God. It's just, oh, man. I couldn't take that show.
I think let's talk about it.
Yeah.
Coming up next on the Ellen Show, Chaz Bono's hot dog.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Rob Lowe. You know, I've heard lots of rumors, all right? The rumors have been the Redskins are going to trade for Peyton Manning and Jeff Saturday.
Yeah.
Okay? I have heard that, well, now you heard that Jerry Jones said the other day, you know, the only difference between us and the New England Patriots or the New York Giants is the quarterback, is Eli Manning. That's it. So there's rumors now that he wants Peyton Manning to come down to Dallas.
Oh, okay? God.
I think... You know, if the Redskins did this, I give up, man. I'll go buy my purple hat. I will go in shame, and I will buy my Ray Lewis jersey because I will give up. If the Redskins go and get Peyton Manning in his 16th year, granted it'll only be 15 because he missed a whole year because of two neck surgeries, I'll give up. That'll be the end. People are sitting here trying to tell me, oh, it'll be a great idea. Look at how he plays. Yeah, he's been playing in the same offense for 15 years, and it's tailored just to him. So what are we going to do when he comes here? Are we going to train all the other 52 guys to do what he does, or are we going to try to get him to learn a new trick?
Right.
The old dog, right? The old dog. I know. The worries of the offseason when your team stinks. Patriots fans and Giants fans have no idea what we're talking about here. They couldn't care less.
Right. Hey, what the hell's going on in Kansas City?
I don't know, man. It's
crazy in what they got going on in there. This guy Kent Babb wrote this piece in the Kansas City Star about all the negative environment from the top to the bottom in the Kansas City Chiefs front office. There's a culture of paranoia there, which led to Todd Haley getting fired. He believed his phone was being tapped and his office was bugged.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, isn't he also the same guy that believed they served him a rat at McDonald's?
Yes,
he is. He's the guy that sued McDonald's because there was a mouse or something in his burger.
Oh, no, he's a conspiracy theorist.
Yes, I'm sure. When I heard that it's Todd Haley, they're bugging my office. Hey, got cameras everywhere. Look at me all over the place. Hey, there's a mouse in my Big Mac. What the hell is going on here? You know, I don't know. There's too much fire.
The move to general manager Scott Pioli in 2009 started a plan of secrecy in motion that prevented non-football employees, even those who had worked for the team for decades, from accessing certain areas and entire floors of the team's offices.
So let's see. Scott Pioli says, hey, you know what? The guys in the mailroom got to stop coming up here and using the bathroom. They're making a fucking mess.
Yeah, there will be no shitting. There will be no shitting in our trash cans in our meeting rooms anymore.
Right. Todd Haley's like, all right, these guys in the mailroom can't go up to the bathroom anymore. What's next? I think they're bugging my office. Jeez.
Staff members with office windows that face the team's practice fields were directed to keep their shades closed. Security guards would interrupt phone calls if necessary to tell employees to close those shades. This applied to the team president, Mark Donovan, as well. He told Babb that he kept his shades drawn in an effort to let employees know that one was not more trusted than others. This is crazy.
So wait a minute. People that work for the team can't, you know, see practice?
I guess. I guess they have to peek through the curtain.
And this is not Todd Haley making this call. This is Scott Pioli saying this.
Evidently.
Okay, so I guess Scott Pioli then corners him in the hallway and say, listen, here's what worked in New England. We're going to put cameras, in the face masks of all of our players. They got these little tiny things. We're going to get every single one of their signals. This is crazy, man. Haley's nuts.
Three department heads have sued the Chiefs for age discrimination. People don't know who to trust anymore. But it's the Haley story that is perhaps the most interesting and disturbing. Before he was fired in mid-December, he was to the point where he was checking his office for bugs and believed his cell phone had been tampered with. Haley walked into the public relations office at Chiefs headquarters on a Thursday in early December, 4 days before he was fired as the team's coach. He wanted to talk about what life was like inside the organization, but he didn't know who else might be listening. He looked at the ceiling. He went back into a back hallway before he hesitated. Then he turned around, going back through a door, stopped again. He suspected that many rooms at the team's facility were bugged so that the team administrators could monitor employees' conversations. Haley stopped talking on the phone. He repeatedly checked his office for listening devices. And then after he was fired, Haley didn't respond to interview requests. Many former staffers said they signed confidentiality agreements upon being let go.
Crazy on you. He's crazy, man. He's freaking crazy. Didn't he also have a big freaking fight with Larry Fitzgerald? Some kind of racial thing? I can't remember exactly what it was, but he had some kind of a...
Oh, in Arizona.
Yeah, in Arizona, he had all kinds of problems too, man. So in Dallas, somebody puts a mouse on his cheeseburger. In Arizona, the black people are out to get him. And now here in Kansas City, there's all kinds of cloak and dagger shit so that they can go 5-11 or whatever they went.
Well, a former 20-plus year employee said nothing would surprise anybody, really. He said that's how Scott wants it.
Well, you know what? The dude won, didn't he?
People in the Chiefs' front office were directed to be careful what they said and who they spoke to.
Okay. I don't see a problem with that. I mean, you know, this doesn't indicate anybody's bugging phones, right? This just means, hey, you know what? Let's stop talking about the playbook when we're outside the office.
Well, according to this story by Babb, it was Pioli's obsession with minutia that put everything on the wrong foot. During his first year, Pioli noticed a candy wrapper in a back stairwell. He did not pick it up. He waited to see how long it took to be picked up. After a week went by and it was still in the stairwell, he placed the wrapper in an envelope, and during a meeting of department heads, Donovan, then the team's chief operating officer, brandished the wrapper as evidence of the attention to detail that Chiefs employees had grown to ignore. Oh, my God. So our organization's a disaster because nobody picked up this candy wrapper.
No, I see exactly his point, to be totally honest with you. Look up in New England, all right? There's no arguing with their success, okay?
Are you telling me there's no way you'll possibly find a candy wrapper in a back stairwell in New England?
No, it's not what I'm saying at all. What I'm saying is they pay attention to details up there. What does Bill Belichick say? Nothing to anyone ever. We make fun of it every week, man. We had a guy asking the same question twice in 9 seconds last week, and he gave the same exact non-answer.
Right.
It's the formula up there worked. And what he's trying to – the piece of paper is not just a piece of paper. The piece of paper is an indicator of exactly what he's talking about, the minor details, the small things. Loose lips sink ships, all that stuff. Now, there's some crazy stuff like not being able to see the practice field. But again – closing off the upper echelon to people that are non-football related. You know, what does Willie the Car Parker have to come up there?
But here's the thing. In New England, they're focused on football details, and that's what people are complaining about here, saying Pioli is focused on unimportant details for the general manager of a football team.
Well, I don't know. Maybe that's just part of
how she wants to know how this is building a better football team. This is Stephanie Melton. She worked in the Chiefs operations department for 11 years. She once parked a courier van in a parking space that evidently was Pioli's, but it was unmarked, and she was threatened that she was going to get fired for it. Well, like, come on.
He's a dick boss.
Yeah.
But you know what? The candy wrapper, it's not a candy wrapper. That's what I'm trying to say. It's the small things that make things into the bigger things that work better. And he might be a little bit of a petty tyrant when it comes to that shit, but hey, man, it worked.
Yeah, they say he's a micromanager, and, you know, see, Jimmy Johnson in Dallas was successful because he surrounded himself with great people, and then he stepped away and let them do their jobs.
Well, you look up in New England, and again, there's no indicator that he hasn't tried to do that here in Kansas City, or he's not ready to do that there in Kansas City yet. Maybe he's got a clean house first. Maybe they have gotten lax. Who the hell knows, man?
Watching that piece with Belichick and Brady and them showing Belichick in meetings and what I think Belichick's just an amazing coach. Period. That's why they're successful.
I agree.
If he leaves, that they're done. I'm sorry, but it's true.
Romeo Crennel is of the tree, right? He worked with Scott.
Romeo Crennel. Yeah, of course he did so well in Cleveland.
Well, yeah, but you know you can't. So did Bill Belichick, right? He didn't do well in Cleveland either. It's Cleveland.
He went to the playoffs.
Okay, and then he was gone. What did he go, 8-8 or something like that, and he got to the playoffs once?
Yeah, but you know what? You're probably right. It's probably the organization.
Right, and was Crennel their coach when they went to the playoffs and the Steelers beat him because of that weird blocked field goal that went past the line of scrimmage? Remember that?
No, Crennel never got to the playoffs with the Browns.
Okay, that must have been right before him when they got there.
You know, they haven't been to the playoffs since they came back to the league.
No, didn't they go to the playoffs that one year and the Steelers beat them? They tried to kick it on third down, remember? And they thought they were going to be smart.
Now, I don't know if that happened in the regular season. They had one winning season under Crennel. They went 10-6, but they didn't go to the playoffs.
Yeah, I know that. They missed it that year. Oh, it must have been the Butch Davis or something that got them there that one time. Who knows? It's fucking
well, crazy. Again, they haven't been to the playoffs since they came back to the league. So.
Okay, well, maybe it was a game that was really important at the end of the year that could have sent them to the playoffs. All I know is I know there's Browns fans that are listening.
Now, that might be it. That might have been it. When they went 10-6, that might have been it. They might have needed another win to get into the playoffs, and that might have
this
been
was,
what
I think
it was.
A while ago. That wasn't that long ago. That was like 4 years ago. This is probably like 7 or 8 years ago.
But yeah, Romeo Crennel.
If you can win, you improve your chances of staying. If you don't win, then your chances are not as good.
Right.
Crennel's a dumbass.
Exactly.
He already knows how Scott Pioli wants the press conferences to go.
If I win, that's good. Yeah. If I don't win, well, that ain't no good.
Romeo, can you tell us about the Browns compared to the Chiefs?
Both teams are similar.
Oh, they're similar, John. Yes.
Well, except for the fact that the Browns don't care if you leave candy wrappers under the back stairs. I'm going to have to make sure I get a little bit better about picking them up when I'm around here.
I'm sorry if you don't like that.
Yeah.
See, that's what the story doesn't tell you. He didn't find one candy wrapper. He found 65 of them because Romeo Crennel's down there stuffing Hershey bars in. Oh, just Weight Watchers, goddamn it. He's got to have his almonds.
Let's see. We'll see what happens in Kansas City. Maybe he'll fix things, you know. Maybe that's what they need. I don't know.
They went to the playoffs a year ago, and they lost their top running back this year on the first game of the season.
Yeah.
Right? So it's possible. I don't know if that they were a flash in the pan. But you know what? Given Haley's history, I think he's just crazy, man. I think he's just very hard to work with.
He sounds like a conspiracy theorist, very paranoid.
He's to everybody, everywhere he's been, except for when I remember when he was with Parcells in Dallas, he's had problems,
right?
You know, and they were fucking weird problems too. And in Dallas, he did have a problem with the McDonald's that gave him a mouse burger. I didn't order the damn mouse burger.
Don't forget, just before the Super Bowl, if you flip over to MTV2, you can see the Lingerie Bowl.
Oh, you know what? You've got to be some kind of really serious weird person to want to see that. I mean, not that, you know, girls in lingerie don't look good, but do you really need to watch them play football? How is this sexy?
Now you got girls in lingerie tackling each other, John. Their hands all over each other. What's the matter with you?
But they're not all over each other. They're tackling each other,
too. Well, okay, well, then you can stay on the Super Bowl channel and watch Justin Bieber if you want. I'll be watching the Lingerie Bowl.
No, fuck all that. I'll go watch something else, but I'll be damned. It's not that watching the...
All right, guys, y'all hear this. John is anti-women in lingerie running around tackling each other. I don't get it, but, you know, that's John. So.
I don't know why people feel the need to have to mix sex with footballers. I mean, you're watching guys in tight pants play football. Damn, I'm feeling a little gay here. Query, I'm turning the channel. Watch some girls in freaking lingerie do the same thing.
Oh, my God,
yo! I just never could understand the point of it. I mean, it's to me, it's exploitation at its like lowest common denominator. Stripper football.
Anyway, I got another story here. I knew this was coming when I watched his TV show. You could see this coming. Terrell Owens, John. This is sad.
He's at the bottom.
He was featured in an article in GQ magazine. Said he's lonelier and broker than ever.
Well, you know what? I kind of feel bad for the guy because a lot of people are down and saying, well, you know what? He asked for this people, their money and all this. And, you know, that's true. A lot of these guys, they screw around with their money. They get bad investment ideas. But you know what? They're not economics majors, man. They pay people to take it and look out for them. And these people fuck them over. Fuck them over bad.
He earned during his career $80 million.
I understand. And, you know,
hand me $80 million. I'll hand you half of it back and I'll be fine for the rest of my life.
Well, I tell you what, though, we see this happen to so many players, right? And I think the reason why is because it is a big whirlwind to be a big famous star like that, and these people are all around you, and a lot of them you pay to look out for your interests. And when you see some of these things that these, like...
You know what? But it says here, it says he's in deep financial trouble despite never spending crazy money. But if you watched his TV show, he did. I watched him walk into jewelry stores and drop $250,000. You know, it's crazy.
Stupid. That is crazy. It is crazy.
You know, but, he blames his, now, like you said, he blames his money trouble on trusting the wrong people who ended up costing him a lot of his fortune. He blames the media for not giving him a chance to rehab his injury. I don't know how the media had anything to do with giving him a chance to rehab his injury, but he also blames Drew Rosenhaus for not protecting him from a bad business arrangement. I don't know what that means, what that's all about.
This is what you get from the mainstream media, Tom. Bunch of liberal commie pinko crap. Terrell Owens, all of his troubles can be traced directly to the liberal influence in America.
That's a good assessment. I would agree with that.
Right.
Of course you would. You used to have money. You knew how it felt. You were almost white.
I know how to play football.
Well, you know, it's just that we see this happen to so many of these guys.
Yeah.
You know, and it's and it's not just athletes either. We hear about this stuff happening to musicians. It happens to actors.
Yeah.
You know, and it's unfortunate, but people, you can't trust people, unfortunately, even people that you pay that you have to trust.
And
so,
you know what's unbelievable is the players currently, the current players and current, you know, musicians, they don't learn from these people who had the same thing. They never learn.
Dude, man, yeah, those are big dollar signs, and here's a whole big pile of it. Go play.
Adding insult to injury, he's, you know, again, we've talked about this, he's battling in court with four women who are the mothers of four of his kids. They're aged 5 to 12. He's on the hook for $44,600 per month in child support. Now, I don't know how that doesn't get reduced now since he's not making any money. You know, but T.O. said, quote, "I don't have no friends. I don't want no friends. That's how I feel.
I couldn't afford no rubbers.
I
just couldn't afford them. And them women was fine." Look, you know what? I have no sympathy for a man that will not pay his child support. Absolutely zero.
Well, I mean, if he's broke, $44,600 a month, I can understand why he doesn't pay that. He can't. That's impossible.
No, I get that. But he's in arrears, too. It's not like he was paying it beforehand.
Right.
So, you know, F him and all that. I cannot respect somebody that says, I cannot take care of my kids.
I hear you.
F you. So.
I hear you. All right, you got any email?
Yeah, I got some email. I'll tell you what, though, man. I got some stuff we got off. All right. First thing from the email, our friend Pizbo, that's been listening forever and ever and ever, I believe is a Giants fan. So congratulations to the Pizbo there. He sent us a photograph that he captured from the 49ers-Giants game. It was midway through the story, almost at the end of the first half here. And I'm going to let everybody go. This is a quick field trip, quick photo field trip here.
Bang cartoon field trip.
Let's go on a Bang cartoon field trip.
Time for a field trip.
Let's go on a Bang cartoon field trip.
And now a field trip.
Yep, here we go. Everybody go to your little machines there and type in bangcartoon.com. Of course, go to our website.
Oh, go to our website. Now, I haven't seen this picture. I have no idea what this is. So.
Okay.
As we speak here. Hold on. All right, bangcartoon.com.
/Skeeter.
I got to put in a slash. Skeeter, yeah. You said?
Yep, slash
like
Skeeter.
Like Skeeter and Dwayne Millett?
Yeah, Skeeter. Skeeter. That's right. It. Skeeter. Hit enter. And there's our friend Skeeter Millett down there. God dang, boy, I like he's got dang 49ers. Look at that. God dang.
That's Skeeter Millett, all right.
There he is.
Oh, wow. Perfect.
So, yeah, man, I thought that was hilarious. Pizbo sent that over, man. That was funnier than hell. Oh, man. That is Skeeter Millett to a T.
God dang right, boy!
Except for the fact that he's got a T-shirt on underneath his shirt. God dang. You got to have a wife beater. That's all.
That's how that works.
That's all he'd be wearing. This is wife beater.
Bang cartoon field trip.
Field trip.
Bang cartoon field trip.
Field trip.
But yeah, man, there he is. Skeeter Millett in the flesh. That's funny as hell.
That's great.
I think what's even funnier, dude, is that people watching the game immediately think of us when they see something like that.
I think that's wonderful.
That's awesome.
Yes.
All right. Over on our Facebook page, I put up because people were wondering why we hadn't had a show because apparently they don't listen to the details when we're talking. They're probably laughing too hard to hear you with the announcements and whatnot. So I put up a thread that said, okay, look, here's why we haven't made a show yet, because it's the Super Bowl lull week and we always do it a little later. So if anybody has anything they want to say, so let's see. We had
We're certainly not going to do a show about the friggin' boring Pro Bowl.
No. Although, here, dude, this is the most delicious irony that you've ever heard. This is an absolute fact before I get to these Facebook things. The Senior Bowl, right? The coaches this year are the Vikings and the Redskins. So Mike Shanahan and, Leslie, whatever his name was. Okay, so they get to all, every year the coaches get to invite, or I mean, get, they get the privilege of inducting one player from the past into the Senior Bowl Hall of Fame. And guess who this year's inductee is? Ready for this?
Leslie Frazier and Mike Shannon.
Yes. This year's inductee of the Senior Bowl Hall of Fame is Donovan McNabb.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
There could not be something more ironic on planet friggin' Earth. That is the most unbelievable. That almost makes me switch around and believe in God, because if anybody's got that kind of a sense of humor, I'm on your side, buddy. That's funny.
Unbelievable.
Let's see. Weldon J. Wierick IV. Weldon J. Wierick IV says, how about the fact that my wife made me donate because she says, $20 you spend that much on porn, and you get much more entertainment value out of those guys.
Good so, girl. Thank
that's
you.
Right. Yeah. Mrs. Wierick, we are in forever in your debt for $20.
Thank you.
Let's see. Stephen W. Shields took the opportunity to say, Papa Booey, Papa Booey, Papa Booey, Howard Stern's penis, Papa Booey, Papa Booey.
What the
hell? Oh, hell.
Love me some Howard Stern, but what is that all about?
Well, I asked if anybody on the Facebook page had anything they wanted to say about, you know, for the show. We're getting ready to record it, and this is what came up. So,
there you go. Going back to the other email, he spends more than that on porn. Who spends money on porn anymore?
Oh, you got to spend a hell of a lot of money getting the viruses out of your computer.
No. You know what, though? That's the thing, John. Porn sites are the most virus-free, clean sites on the web.
Okay.
Well, they are, because they want you coming to their sites. They go to a lot of trouble to keep their sites clean. I trust porn sites almost more than anything else on the web.
Well, that is probably something that I will never say. What?
Not that I visit them, but if I did, there's plenty of free ones. You don't have to pay for porn.
No, you don't. Especially if you have a wife that is smart as that. As smart as that man. I'll turn you on every night. European Bureau Chief John Tilliard checking in, Tom. If you are wondering, our new head coach seems to be a classic case of no one else wanted the job. Of course, John Tilliard being the Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan. Right? They just hired Rutgers head coach.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so no one else wanted the job, according to John Tilliard. And Adrian Lindsay writes in, listening to the soap opera that's going on in Indy makes me want to throw someone off a cliff. The only good thing about it is I hope the BCRH will take a run at it. I hate 31 teams just as much as Bang hates the Giants, but I hate the Colts even more. F them! All right, so I guess he's wanting us to make fun of Peyton Manning and everything like that. We'll have plenty of time for that. Don't you worry. We'll have plenty of time for that. All right, Rick writes in, guys, I am glad you're back or half back or whatever. I've been posting all your new stuff on my blog, Facebook, and wherever I can. Anyway, I talked to someone from Bang and was promised a drawing or something from my sick father a year ago. What's going on, man? You guys forgot about your favorite viewer? No, I didn't forget about you. My computer took a major crap on me over, God bless, like 7 months, and I lost almost everything, so including your address. So send it to me, and I'll send you your picture.
Well, I guess you got it now.
Yeah. Bill Berry, old drunk Bill, writes in, Bang, your sports life really sucks. He's right. First, yep. You get the Penn State stuff. Now Albert Haynesworth might get a Super Bowl ring from his couch. The alternative to that nightmare is the Giants get another ring. Heads you lose, tails the other guy wins. Thank you, Bill. You're right. I hate football. I do.
And then Jopah died.
But we all knew that was going to happen anyway. I cannot find myself in any way, in any shape or form, being surprised that an 86-year-old man had died. What? Oh, that's
right,
terrible.
Right, true.
All right, ND Bucks writes in. As I recall, ND Bucks is I think he coaches one of those 8-man football teams up in North Dakota. The Raiders' new owner looks like the love child of Al Davis and John Gruden. He kind of does. He's got Chucky's face, but he's got that Dutch boy haircut. Oh, that's funny.
Jeez.
And that's all I got.
All right. Super Bowl coming up. I say Giants win.
I think the Giants are going to win, too.
Yeah, I'd say they're going to win. We get a great halftime show with Madonna.
Yippee yahoo. No, but we can all turn over and we can watch Lingerie Bowl. See, y'all can watch girls in lingerie playing football, but I can watch the halftime show with the sound down and watch girls in lingerie spreading their legs all over the stage. You know that's what's going to... I mean, I got to look through a couple of gay guys, but they're going to be there.
Oh, my God, y'all!
Yeah.
That's right. Half of y'all out there, Giants fans are going to be saying that, or Patriots fans are going to be saying that.
Some bullshit, y'all!
That's right. Be on the lookout for those videos next week. Next Monday, I want to start seeing those videos.
Get the fuck out! Get the fuck out! Get the fuck out of my house right now!
He's my favorite. I love when he charges the TV. He's going to go up and punch the television.
Naked!
Oh, shit. Oh, hell. Oh, man, that was a fun show.
Yes, yes. BCRH-forums.net for the message board.
Yeah, Bang Cartoon Radio Hour on Facebook. And next week, I'm going to give him a preview, Tom. Show number 202.
All right, we'll do it again next time.
Later.
Visit BangCartoon.com for a complete archive of the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour as well as Bang Cartoons. BangCartoon.com. Listening to the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
You're not a loser because you dress up in shoulder pads with spikes on them. You're a loser because you like the Raiders.
Bang Cartoon Radio.
Let me inhale it all in one more time.
Yes, ma'am, still, yes, ma'am. Yes, sir, still, yes, sir. Pull your pants up around your waist. I don't care if I'm your mom or not.
Yeah, they still have Tom Brady, and they're still coached by Bill Belichick.
The last time I cried over football is when Tom Brady got hurt, and those were tears of joy. Your coach is a cheater, your rings are a lie, you back up from Michigan.
We care about the small people.
So long, you fetus-faced windbag.
Tuesdays at KFC, gonna get you like, wow, pow, chow, kapow, get down right now. If you know how, then take a bow, because this deal's gonna raise a brow. Get 9 pieces of original recipe chicken for an eye-popping $5.99.
What the?
Every Tuesday at KFC. Every Tuesday from August 12th to September 3rd at participating restaurants, subject to availability.